Hello, you are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 161. This episode, we continue down the well-tread path of enjoying a bunch of local music that spans a bunch of diverse genres, you know, kind of the point of the whole show. As always, I'll remind you that this show is part of the We Own This Town network, the network of podcasts. You can check that out at weownthistown.net for all kinds of interesting shows. The most recent Nashville Demystified was a frank discussion between host Alex Steed and Third Man Records co-founder Ben Swank, and it's quite enjoyable. The newest My Fantasy Funeral with Kashana Armstrong is equally fascinating, but for much different reasons. It's really wild to hear about the healing power of music from an actual music therapist. Hit up weownthistown.net for all of the goods. There's just a link right there in the navigation, top right. It says podcasts. If you're on mobile, might be in a different place. Responsive design. Things move around. We can be found on all of the social networks at We Own This Town, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on there. Last week, I asked for a little help, a little nudge to breach 1,000 followers, and I'll be damned, we did it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's like you really are listening. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. So yeah, we've gone over the ledge of 1,000 followers. Might not feel like a lot to you. Feels like a whole lot to me, and it feels good. Thank you very much. Speaking of social networks, I have a bit of a confession to make. Over the past week or so, I've been attempting to rally the public, the viewing public, around voting for We Own This Town podcasts in the Nashville Scene Best of Nashville 2019 poll. Voting has ceased, so I'm not using this as a reminder to go and vote now, but I was using it as a way to tell people, hey, these shows exist, and I was posting images of billboards around town promoting the shows. Billboards. There was a Hot Minute billboard on 8th Avenue, a Liquid Gold piece on Gallatin Road, Ladyland on West End, My Fantasy Funeral in Nashville Demystified in key downtown spots. I even posted an image showing a band Splainer ad above Phonolux. Here's the thing though, there's no billboard above Phonolux, nor are there any billboards for any of our shows. I don't know if you know this or not, but We Own This Town has no advertising or underwriting. This is a passion project at the moment, and we sure as hell don't have the money to put up billboards for the scene's readers poll, as much as we'd like to. I got a lot of comments and saw a lot of excitement around these images, and can't help but feel a little bad that I tricked people. They aren't real. They're just Photoshop mock-ups playing on a funny joke. I thought it would be completely obvious that little old We Own This Town doesn't have that sort of funding. I guess I'm flattered that y'all think so highly of us. I mean, for those of you that thought it was real, thank you. However, if anyone does feel tricked, I apologize. That was not the intent. Hopefully not too many folks are shocked by that statement and that the photoshopping was clear, but let's move on. Let's play some music. This week is a bit all over the place, but in a great way. Let's just dive right in.
Go. I thought we'd and talk too loud. Then I act tough and say mean stuff when they tell me to dial it down. I'm a harm unto myself. To get me, it's in my head, and in the end all my friends turned up just like they said. I'm a harm unto myself, as good as I'm a harm unto myself, my own worst
enemy. That was a pleasant ditty from Z Swan with FOMO. This is a single release, but based on what I'm seeing on Instagram and Bandcamp, there's more to come. The next single will actually be released in late September, but I've got a hunch there's an album waiting in the wings. I sure hope so, because that was pretty great. Very relaxing and gentle, but still with just the right punch of melancholy. I don't have a ton of additional information about Z Swan. I think that's how you say it. I don't even know how to say it. It's Z, the letter Z, Swan, S-W-A-N-N, Z Swan. I don't have much more information. Barely can pronounce it, but that's okay. That song was really all I needed. It's great stuff. Looking forward to more Z Swan. All right, let's just keep plowing ahead. Let's switch it up a little.
I want to take you for a ride to the other side. I've nothing to hide. Yeah, I'm gonna take you in my arms. I'm gonna try to make you my lucky charm. I'm not that way. It's a beautiful day. Yeah,
let's take a ride in my brand new car. Get to outer space. 'Cause a girl like you makes me feel so cool when I see so your face. Take a walk to my lonely town. I'm not afraid. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. Let's take a ride in my brand new car into outer space. 'Cause a girl like you makes me feel so cool when I see all your face. Yeah. You're such a pretty girl. When I see your face,
so insane.
Let's Take a Ride into Outer Space by Gary Wilson and R. Stevie Moore off their recently released collaborative album, Fake News Trending. If those two names, Gary Wilson and R. Stevie Moore, don't ring any bells, you're not entrenched in the world of quote-unquote weirdo pop music. R. Stevie Moore is actually kind of a local legend in a way. He's known as a pioneer of DIY recordings and outputs. He has released literally hundreds of albums over the last 30 years. If you ever visit his Bandcamp page, it's a never-ending scroll of albums. Some of it is great. Some of it is a bit not for me. But there's a little bit of brilliance in all of it. It's really incredible how giant the volume of output is that he comes up with. And most of it is not trash. Most of it is not trash. Maybe that's the title for the episode. But R. Stevie Moore is very impressive. Gary Wilson is an experimental pop artist as well, best known for his 1977 album, You Think You Really Know Me, which he released in 77 and then promptly disappeared for 20 years. Came back in the 2000s to start putting out new music again. That's a pretty wild backstory for him and really interesting backstory for both of them, actually. So well worth diving into more. Pull up the old Google, type in the names, do some reading, learn a little. I mean, it's great. Hearing them collaborate here together is a really nice mixture. Yeah, the song is a little quote-unquote weird, but it's really delightful. I have no idea if the album is split up as Gary songs and R. Stevie songs, or if they worked on everything together and just certain ones sang lead, like that song Gary is singing lead. So maybe it's one of his songs, or maybe they work together. I have no idea, but damn, I liked it. Kind of got some Gary Numan vibes off of it, but that's certainly a compliment. I do recommend going to check out the full album, Fake News Trending. It's on all the streaming platforms. It's really interesting. Great collab. Really like it when R. Stevie Moore collabs with other people, and this is one hell of a joint venture here. All right, let's keep switching it up.
Stepping back then.
That was Bedroom with the song Two, a new single released from Bedroom that was produced by Noah Kittinger and Paul Kitzing. Kittinger is Bedroom, and Kitzing is better known as German Error Message, whom we've played here on the show before. I really can't think of a better collaborative pair here. This works very, very well. I love the perceived simplicity of the song that is very subtly and slowly introducing new and various elements as it builds. There's a short-lived little saxophone squawk that manages to carry so much gravitas. Seriously, Kittinger's voice is enough to make any song that he appears on have that kind of weight, but all of these elements together are, I don't know, they're perfect. It works so well. This is the second collaborative single from Kittinger and Kitzing. If you haven't heard Count to Five, go check that out as well. Also equally great. I kind of hope there's a full album here, but frankly, if we get two tracks from them that are this wonderful, I'm pleased. I'm happy. This is such a good listening experience, and I'm really enjoying seeing these collaborations come together. All right, and now for something completely different.
Natural, now I'm going power. Just pay attention.
That was Jean Pihishanho from Olivia's Jean off her new Third Man Records release, Night Owl. At first, I thought this was a terrible pick of a track for this record because it's actually a cover of a Bollywood classic and Jean's vocals are obviously not in English. But this song actually exemplifies one of the greatest parts of the new album, the guitar playing. I'm not really much of a guitar noodler guy, but I can always enjoy and respect a talented player, and Olivia Jean is definitely that. This song showcases that extremely well, and it's damn fun. The album overall is a solid listen. I think Olivia Jean probably suffers from carrying the weight of her first band, the Black Bells, around with her, but it's an unearned weight. Because that band felt a little bit gimmicky, no offense, it kind of distracted from the music. She's always been a solid guitar player, even if other people in the band were not as skilled, and this album really highlights that quite well. She plays everything, wrote it, produced it. I don't know, how's that for subverting your own historical expectations? I wrote a review of this record up on the We Own This Town site where I go into this a little more in depth. I don't really know the full story behind the Black Bells, but I do think that it colors listening to Olivia Jean's solo work, and I think that's unfortunate because there's a lot of 50s garage rock influences just pouring out of her. She's extremely talented, and I hope that she's able to muster the credit for that because, damn, that's some good guitar playing. All right, let's keep changing it up. Let's get a little more abrasive.
He's a Peter Rabbit golfer, all of us.
From Local Cult off of their recently released Gloomland. As noted, that song is maybe a little bit abrasive for some, but I love the crunchy sound of the whole thing and the big hefty weight of the delivery. Kind of starts off a little bit lighter, but still a little crunchy, and then it just goes full crunch. What's really interesting is that if you listen to the whole record, this song sits right in the middle and bridges the gap between the first half, slightly less intense songs, and the back half, which veers into noise territory. It's never quite full-on noise, but it's a lot of garbly guitars and wall of sound in this vein. There's a song called White Bridge Road that is an intense descent into pure cacophony, followed by a 6-minute and an 8-minute song that follow similar execution. To be clear, this is not a complaint. The sounds they make are transfixing and brutal, but sometimes you need that in your life. I mean, for a band called Local Cult, this is exactly the kind of music that should be coming out of them. local cult, Gloomland. What a perfect pairing. Nice job. Nice job just on naming things. If you ever need things named, go to local cult. They'll name things very well for you because clearly they've got it down pat. Let's emerge from that a little lighter. That was Faux Ferocious with their new single, Good Times Ahead, out now on 30th Century Records. If you don't know 30th Century, please go look it up. Danger Mouse is the head creative honcho there, and their roster is really fantastic. It's kind of bonkers that Faux Ferocious went from releasing their previous album this year, Pretty Groovy, on Burger Records, and now they're releasing a single on 30th Century. Very happy for their success. I'm kind of a super fan, not really a secret. I saw them play this track at the record release show for Pretty Groovy and wondered, how can I hear that again? And now my questions are answered. It's definitely a hypnotic groove to that song, similar to what you hear on Pretty Groovy. It's crowdy, but there's something a bit more nefarious there. There's always something dark about this band. I don't know what it is, but I always get that vibe from it. I won't try and articulate it, but there's something dark there, something seeping up from the bottom. Faux Ferocious is heading out on a European tour right now, so if you're in Europe and happen to be listening to We Own This Town Music, please go see them. Their live show is top-notch. And here again, we change it up. ¶¶ From Soft Bodies. We played Little Canoe from Soft Bodies many, many, many episodes back, and I've been pretty curious to hear what would come next, and here it is. Where that 2018 EP was a bit dreamy and languid, intentionally, this is dreamy and dancey as all get out. This is some ready for the rave kind of music. I can't listen to this and not bop along with the groove and smile at that little keyboard line. Taylor Jensen's vocals are euphoric, as far as I'm concerned, and they fit the track perfectly. We tend to gravitate towards rock and indie rock offerings on this show with the occasional toe dip into the pools of Nashville pop music, and this is one of those toe dips. It's refreshing. Don't have much more to say from that, but I assume that there will be more singles coming out from Soft Bodies. The pop music realm tends to focus on single releases as opposed to full album releases, and I am very comfortable with that and excited to hear what comes next. And speaking of what comes next, here we come to our final selection. Also a bit different in the genre department, but equally compelling.
Sins.
That was Ziona Riley with Bury This Heirloom off the EP Not Too Precious, out now. It's a phenomenally sparse song with just the light folk-style plucking accompanying Riley's voice, but the lyrics and vocal delivery had me absolutely transfixed. I checked this out because I saw the name listed as sharing a bill with another band I enjoy, shout out to Cloudmouth, and was pretty stunned by what I found. Honestly, I got some legit hot eyes listening to this. There's just something so purely confessional and triumphant and deeply melancholic to it. I don't dare try to articulate it further, as I don't really want to name exactly why I loved it. It just hit me, and I accept it for that. There's a great interview in The Scene from this past August with Riley talking about her history with the city, spending time in different bands, and how she is/isn't approaching music differently now that she's getting a little recognition. Hopefully she keeps doing what she's been doing because it's obviously working. I highly recommend going to check out the full EP. This was a highlight for me, but the whole thing is great and kind of follows that same vein. Definitely worth a listen. As I have mentioned on many previous episodes, most of the things that we play on this show that have albums and EPs and more to them are worth investigating. Rarely do we just pluck one good song from a bad album. Okay, that's our show. Hit us up at We Own This Town on all the social networks, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Send us DMs, messages, ats. Whenever you want us to know about something, let us know and we'll try our best to help spread the word. Really want to be as supportive as possible, and I'm going to be making changes to the way we run the social network stuff to kind of promote more of other people's things, not just our things. Love the city, love all the things people are making, so want to get the word out. The music bed for the show is from Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. Talk at you next time. Bye.